Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There we go. Welcome back as we are live here. As you heard right there from the big voice guy, Raven Tower, still have several giveaways for you to win. And so if you're getting off work, it's about 4:30, nearing 5 o'clock. Get on out here. My man Shay is right here. If you have not put a raffle ticket in our raffle box, you still have a chance to win. Gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Shout out to our good friends at Tomball Ford. You got a chance to win a free oil change. You see this on YouTube and Twitch? Free oil change to Tomball Ford. Any type of vehicle you have, you can win, or you can go ahead and get a free oil change. That is still open to win, as well as the big prize in the 5 o'clock hour. Tickets to that Colts-Texans game coming up. The last game of the season. You got a chance to win those. We'll do that in the 5 o'clock hour. So, still got opportunities. If you're on your way in the building, go ahead and get yourself involved in our raffle box.
I think I'm going to get myself involved with one more of those tropical tequilas.
What's that for you?
3.
Oh, that's not bad.
I'm 250, man.
Somehow I had gotten a... I thought of purple haze.
I don't know. It's a good idea that we're counting. Not out loud.
I don't know. I don't know what that is. I don't know how many that is. But somehow I got a purple haze dropped by again. But it's not just a purple haze. There's a mix here.
Well, it's definitely a swirl. I saw it with a lemon on top.
Yeah, with a lemon on top. So it's a little different.
I don't know what that other flavor over there is. Let's see. You got a purple haze, a watermelon crawl, La Bamba, and a crimson and clover. Those are the four. Yeah,
something is in there. Something is in there as a mix. All right, Clint, let's look at some of these matchups, and I want to see where you are. To me, when I look at some of the major matchups, right, and we understand. By the way, I want to also say these are two special teams that have had struggles throughout the year. We understand the Texans' special team struggles. Trust me, the Chiefs are right there with you. I'll be honest with you. I think the Chiefs might be the worst special teams unit I've seen in the league. We'll see. We'll see. They are awful and have had terrible penalties, terrible issues, situations this year during their time with the special team. So that is an interesting key to this game with both of these teams that have had issues in the special teams. But Clint, when the Texans have the ball, I think you've talked about this a bit. I think a real important thing for when the Texans have the ball, you talked about, is this the pressure package compared to what the Texans' offensive line and their backs are able to do, tight ends as well. That is a big, big deal in this game, because it is what killed them in the last game in the playoffs, where they had eight sacks. We talked about Josh Allen getting sacked 8 times. C.J. Stroud got sacked 8 times, and Clint, he probably got hit another 5 times in that game as well. They've got to be able to solve that. Now, this offensive line, from what we've seen, seems to be a lot more equipped to be able to handle that compared to what we saw last year. But that is a big, big deal of how they handle the pressure blitz packages up front from Steve Spagnuolo and his defense.
Absolutely. I think when you look big picture with the Texans offensively, is I know they've gotten better. It seems like they found their best five. I know they've improved. But are they ready to face one of the better schematical, you know, pressure defenses and a defense that has a monster like Chris Jones in the middle? That combination, right? And so I
think, how do you think they handle Chris Jones? It's just we're going to hard double all the time. By the way, he lines up all up and down the line. He might line up against Trent Brown. He might line up against Ursary. He might line up against
I would invite him to line up on either the outside guys, just because I think, it takes him out of the middle, and so it softens up the middle of their defense. But more importantly, I think our tackles right now are – I would welcome the bigger – more power type guys on the edges. It's the speed guys with all these different moves that scare me versus Trent Brown or Ariante Ursary. I think those guys, if you're not just significantly faster than them off the edge, I think they're probably going to be pretty comfortable. Now, whether you can bull rush them into the lap of the quarterback, we'll see. But I'll bet you that Chris Jones stays on the inside the majority of the game. And how do they handle him? This is a double team every opportunity that you get. Wherever he is, the center helps that direction. Right now, that plays into schematically. Now, when they walk up to the A gaps, right, or they show more than four bodies at the line of scrimmage, how do you account for that? And that's where the Texans have struggled. Just keeping it radio friendly and as generic as I can, that's where the Texans have struggled. And so I know Spags is going to do it. I know they've got dudes that have done it at an extremely high level. I know they got a monster in the middle in Chris Jones. As you said, they can move him around if they want to.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a challenge that I don't know that we've seen the Texans' offensive line face to this point. Yet you face some good ones. Look, the Rams schematically and some of their pieces were really good week one. I think Simmons, when you look at the Titans, I think he obviously has been really good. I mean, there's been some guys or some schemes, but when you look at the combination of Spags and Chris Jones, I think this is going to be the biggest challenge for him up front with this offensive line. I know it's the biggest challenge with this particular offensive line that has only started two games, the same starting five. So. It's Chris Jones.
Who are you
Jones.
Most concerned about?
For me, it's Chris front. Jones. It's Chris
interior.
Jones in the interior offensive line and Chris Jones. Absolutely. You look at Ed Ingram. Ed's been great, but I think the headliner for Ed Ingram is he is really good in the run game. He's physical when he's taking the fight to you. Pass protection has been a struggle for him, and I don't think it's been a struggle for him, like, consistently. I think he has the ability to just get out over his skis and completely whiff, and we haven't seen him versus a guy like Chris Jones. And I think Jake Andrews is a guy that's doing all he possibly can with limited. I mean, Jake just isn't the most gifted NFL center in the league, and he's doing his damnedest to hang on.
And that's what, you know, going back, and I went back and watched that postseason game last year, and he would walk Nick Bolton, their middle linebacker, and he would walk either Drew Tranquil or other linebackers up there, and he would just stand them in those A gaps, and then that seemed to confuse a lot up front the offensive line. Some of them would go, some of them wouldn't, and that is something that's going to be a big key thing. I think on the other side, Clint, to me defensively, yes, I think it's going to be a struggle for the Chiefs offensively in this game, potentially, when you look at the issues they have and when you look at the greatness of the Texans defense. I think, to me, the big matchup for me, Clint, is Kelce and Rice in the middle of the field. If you look at spots where the Texans can be vulnerable and the spots that the Chiefs and Mahomes can work, to me, is more slot inside in the middle of the field. We watch Kelce kill the Texans in the playoff game in the middle of the field, and that's also where Rashee Rice works as well.
Yeah.
I think there has got to be a serious conversation and thought that you force Stingley on, I would say Rice, on one of them potentially, so they don't just get advantageous matchups with him just right ever. Because I've watched Andy Reid know, your best corner is going to sit out there on the right side as the corner. I'll just send guys out there that I have no thought or reasoning that I'm actually going to throw a pass to them. I'll just send them out there to occupy Derek Stingley. So I think that's a big key, the middle of the field with those two.
Well, you got to come out and you've got to see if your front four can get after their banged-up offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And because if you can play a shell coverage, even if you want to play shallow, you want to play aggressive, you want to suffocate, if you can stay in a shell coverage, and there's nobody in the game better than Andy Reid and getting that quick game going, whether it's screen game, pick game, that quick game, there's nobody better. Sideline to sideline, finding opportunities. And so if you can stay in some level of a shell, you keep everything in front of you, you can still play sticky, but you keep everything in front of you, you're going to be in really good shape, right? So it starts there. But to your point, one thing that DeMeco does have in his hip pocket at any point in time is he can take Stingley and put him on one of the receivers that whoever's making the most noise, which clearly I think the most attention initially is going to be Rashee Rice.
Like if Rice gets to go up against Petrie and some of the other guys in the middle, and there's enough time. Now that's a big part of it. If there's enough time, but those are quicker routes that there could be issues.
Yeah, yeah, no question. There's a
Kelce gets to go up against Azeez like he did last year, there could be issues.
Yeah, there's definitely can. I'm gonna let it become an issue before I move and shake. But the ace in the hole is definitely Derek Stingley. You go get Rashee Rice, and we'll handle everything else with some kind of shell coverage. We'll handle everything else with some kind of hybrid look. But Stingley's the one that is your ace in the hole if you need it.
Now we'll talk about this more in depth, but does the potential injury with Kamari Lassiter change how you could potentially use Stingley? Does that affect that at all?
I don't think it does.
If it's Tremont Smith, right, and
I don't think it does. I think if you change the game plan initially, which I don't think it's going to be a mere Rashee Rice game plan, but if you have to stray from your initial game plan, it's not going to be because Kamari Lassiter's not out there, right? I think it's going to simply be because Rashee Rice is too good off the line versus what we have. We got to get hands on him. We got to get our best cover guy on him and take him out of the game. And then everybody else, it's going to be a team game from there on out, whether Kamari Lassiter is healthy or not.
Yeah, yeah. Text line coming through. Number one defense show. Y'all get it?
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Yep. They're a great defense. But we'll look at it. To me, we're just talking about the matchups. And to me, I think a big matchup is the Chiefs with Rice and Kelce in the middle of the field. Last year, the Texans had a really good defense last year. The thing that hurt them in the middle of the field